One Reason. And before that, let's see, what do we have, Mike? We had Noah Guthrie, Sexy and I Know It.
Yeah, Noah, he's a YouTube artist and has done quite well since started playing. In fact, he played with the young girl that was shot outside the club in Los Angeles, Christina Grimmie.
Oh, no.
He did a couple of songs with her, and you played the one song maybe a month or so ago that they did together, collaborated on. He's got a great voice all on his own.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing... Oh, look, I love that song. I'm keeping it. I'm putting that in the archives. Yes.
Well, in the
rotation. It's going in the rotation, Mike. Hey, thanks again, my friend. That Tracy Chapman song. I love Tracy Chapman. And she plays the hollow box guitar, right? But you could also hear the electric guitar, backing her up as well. But I mean, it's sort of that, funky soul, blues, like folk pop music, right? Oh, wow.
That's a great way to describe it. I think you nailed it there.
Man, gracious. And of course, she's still, touring, right? Fast Car, Give Me One Reason. I don't know whether that was her biggest hit or not. I don't know.
I think Fast Cars was her big hit.
You know, it could be. I was looking to see if I can find it right now. Let's see. Her album, Matters of the Heart. Fourth album was New Beginning. Okay. Let's see. 5 years, one past release for Telling Stories. 5 years would pass before the release of her fifth album, Telling Stories, Let It Rain. Those are the titles, but it's not giving me any single. I was looking for give me, but you think it's Fast Cars. And it could be.
I think so.
It absolutely could be. Let's see. What do we have here? Tracy Chapman. Before I tell you what, let's do this real quick. I just want to hear a little bit of it. Folks, if you like it, if you like this show, let us know. Okay, tell a friend. To go to either Apple, Android, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. Now, simple. Android is Studio W. Okay? Apple is Studio.W. Okay? You can check that out. Studio.W, Apple. Just go to your Apple App Store and tune into the buzz. Be right back. Let's see. What do we have? Smoke and Ashes. Oh, shucks. Let's see. What's going on here? I want to find something.
And while we're reminding people, send us in your requests. Absolutely, we're going to play them because we play everything here as long as it's nice and clean. Don't play any nasty stuff. As well as pictures. I'm going to put some pictures up here behind me in a second. If you have pictures out there that you want me to put up behind me here, I'll put them up. Send us stuff that you like or pictures that you took yourself. Your animals, your neighbor, whatever you want to send us, put it up on air here. And I'm going to give away some of William's money. Whoever sends me a picture that I can put up here, I'm going to choose the winner and William's going to give you money.
Right, absolutely. And no question about it. And I'm going to ask for a lot too, cause I'm going to borrow it from Mike.
I'm on a fixed income, William.
Yeah. Oh boy, I would love to have you fixed. that's a story for another day. Yep, I would take your fixed income any day, my friend. Be right back, man. Michael Wild World, coast to coast. This is Fast Car.
Nice, William.
My pleasure, my friend. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. Tracy Chapman.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. Man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like strapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged.
Can't have that.
We go all right. Cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking big at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Thank you. coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
On the shady
side of the street.
Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins, on the sunny side of the street. Yes, I loved it. Loved it, loved it. Hey, nice switch up. Hey, but like Mike said, on this broadcast, I believe you said it on this one, and you said on other broadcasts as well, is that we mix it up for you. You might hear some country, you're gonna hear some blues, you're gonna hear some soul, you're gonna hear some jazz, you're gonna hear some rock, rock and roll. Look, we're all over the place because that's what this is, a different kind of show. Most shows,
we like it like that.
I love it. We like it like that because yeah, we give you a different perspective of different music, and that's an expansion of your mind. Oh boy, I might have to play some Lonnie Liston Smith, Expand Your Mind, coming up. I don't know what that's going to be. Oh, speaking of Mad Picks and Wild Picks, I think it's just about time for the Mad Pick of the Night, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't we do that? And I'm coming back with my Wild Pick. I haven't figured it out yet. There's so many songs going through my head. All right, let's do this. Right now. Told you. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast.
Chagrin, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien. Le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie.
All right. That was the Mad Pick of the Night. I didn't understand a word of it, but that was one of those songs that if you listen to it long enough, Mike, it will grow on you. It kind of grew on me, right? I didn't understand the words. But music is universal, folks. I told this story many times, and some of you have heard it. I remember being in a karaoke bar in New York. Some people say, why do you say karaoke? Because that's the proper enunciation. Okay? That's the proper enunciation. Okay, karaoke. We have Americanized it, and we call it karaoke. You know, I like karaoke. It's different. I'd like being different in a way. But anyway, Mike, like we said, music is universal. I remember being in a karaoke bar up in New York, and it was a Japanese-owned bar, okay? The thing was, the audience was almost split in half between, there were a lot of Japanese there, just Americans there, and we're just having a great, great time. Okay, some of the songs, some of the artists came up or singers came up and they sang it in Japanese. And there was this one cat, I can remember, Mike. I couldn't understand a word he was singing, but this brother was bad. He could sing, man. I said, wow. Because it was the tonality of his voice, the texture of his voice, right? And he could definitely sing. Couldn't understand a word of it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I gave him a standing ovation.
Nice.
Sure did. So anyway, folks, this is what we're talking about. Expansions. Lonnie. So, Mike, I'm going to stop the music for a second.
Can you pause that just a second? I do want to comment on that last song that I played.
Yes,
with
please.
My mad pick. That is Edith. I hope I say this right. T-I-A-F. Edith.
Right.
I believe. And she's another one that actually belongs on our list of artists that left this world too early. I think she died in her 40s, was very well known worldwide. She was a tiny little gal, 4 foot nothing, and just had boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend, and she died of alcoholism or organ shutdown in her 40s.
Okay, and
this magnificent voice.
And where was she from? Do you know originally? Where was she from?
I believe she was from France. I'll have to take another guess.
You know, that's what I'm guessing too, because I'm going to, take a stab at the title of their song.
How to pronounce it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. You're going to put me on the spot here. Let me pull it up here. Let me look real quick. Non-je-ne-regrette-ri.
Yes, I was going to say something very similar to that. Non-je-ne-regrette-ri.
And what it stands for is no regrets.
Ooh.
In English. No regrets.
That's great. See, that's something.
And she lived her life her way, and she had no regrets.
No regrets. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Like I said, that was one of those songs that grew on me. I was listening. I was just listening to the tonality of it. And even though you can't understand, that will still put you, the harmonies or the melodies, rather, will put you in a certain mood. And
feel it, even though you don't understand the words necessarily.
Absolutely. And this is the wild pick of the night. Expansions. Expand your mind. That's what this show is all about. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. We'll be right back.
man.
Think we jamming? I do. Mad Mike Wild Wheel coast to coast. It gets gooder and gooder. In other words, it doesn't get any better than this.
Did you copyright that saying, by the way?
Huh?
Did you copyright that saying, gooder and gooder?
I haven't. I should, huh? Well, actually. Well, actually, since we did broadcast, it is automatically copyrighted. Did you know that?
But
But I'm going to send it to the Library of Congress. Yes. There are a couple of ways you can copyright yourself. Number one, if you have a piece of, let's say, a song that you've written or a poem or whatever it is, and you can get an envelope and mail it, but mail it back to yourself and never open it. That's a form of copyrighting also, because it's proof that it's yours. However, publicly you can broadcast it and or register it with the Library of Congress. Okay? Like, in other words, now, something different from that, let's say, for instance, like our brand, that's already protected as well, too. Our brand is protected. Studio W, that's a protected name. Yep. Absolutely. Now, anyway, Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to copyright that. Gooder and gooder, because I've never heard anybody say that before. But, you know, I love being silly. I love having fun. I'm love laughter, Mike. Laughter, music, and information. I mean, man, it doesn't get better than that or gooder than that, does it?
Gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. Absolutely, absolutely. So, Mike, oh, my goodness, we've got a lot of music. Oh, let's do this. Oh, this is going to get you, and it's on your list, too. Both of us love this. Oh, pretty woman. Oh, you pretty ladies out there. Oh, thank you. Keep it locked.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman,
love it.
The kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Pretty woman,
guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
Pretty Woman. Yes, Roy Orbison. Mike, that was written, oh my, help me, early 70s, late 60s? I believe it was.
Yeah, I think you're in the ballpark there. And I think he's another one, excuse me, I think he's another one that we lost at an early age too, if I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We'll check that out for you. We'll get back. But anyway, yep, I saw that on the list. I said, okay, all right, let me do that. Hadn't heard it in years. And we love, excuse me. Wow. we love mixing it up for you folks. Excuse me for that. Okay. Oh, it must be the beer. I have no idea. But anyway, I'm just joking. anyway. Man, Mike.
It says that he died December 6th of 1988 at the young age of 52.
Wow.
But he's another one we lost at an early age.
Okay, does it tell you what year that song came out, Pretty Woman? Because that had to be one of his biggest.
I have it here. I'm going to have to look a little further, though.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do that.
When we come back, I'll have it for you.
Okay, got another one for you. From the Mad List. Okay, let's do this. Oh, it's called Whipping Post.
I've been run down.
Yeah.
You know who that is, right?
Yes, I do.
And I don't know why. Let that mean woman make me a fool. Stuck all my money. And wreck my new car. Now she's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking in some coast town bar. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel. Like I've been tied to the whipping post. Tied to the whipping post. Tied to the whipping post. Good Lord, it feels like I'm dying. Ooh, my friends tell me that I've been such a fool. Now I have to stand by and take. Come die. it feels like I'm dying.
Yeah. Noah Guthrie, Whipping Post. Welcome back, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Mike, I felt like I was at a concert. That was a feeling that.
Or a smoky bar somewhere. Yeah, he's got quite that gritty voice, that smoky voice.
Yes,
and yes. He's just a young guy, and again, he's only really known. We're talking about Noah Guthrie. He's only really known from YouTube. He's getting there. I hope he goes far.
Well, you turned me on to him. You're the one to turn me on. And see, that's what the greatest thing about this show is that Mike and I, we try to bring the best that we know individually, but also we educate one another, or he'll play something or list something I've never heard before, and I've got him in the rotation. I've got him in the rotation, Mike, and I'm serious about that. And from anything, from country, from soul, blues, jazz, and whatever, you know. And Mike, because Mike is all over the place, folks, I'm gonna tell you. Okay. That's why we call him Mad Mike with two D's, okay? Don't get it confused for the other Mad. He's not angry about anything. He's just wild. No, I'm wild. And he's mad.
Does that make you a double D?
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh my God, my brother. It's like he's mad. And he's also wild, and I'm wild, and I'm also mad, but Oh, I've got something for you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you guys are going to enjoy this. Remember? Skin tight. Oh. This should have been my wild pick.
Mm. Baby, I'm about to bust the stitches. Yeah.
skin tight. Ohio players, and now I'm gonna switch it all the way up. Bob Skaggs coming up. Lido Shuffle. Come on, we got this. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Lido Miss.
Coming at you. Lido, yep. Hey, we're back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. I'm having a blast. I hope you guys are. I'm really having fun. And Mike and I, we get on each and every Thursday right after Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Speaking of which, Miss CeCe, I hope you get well soon. Yeah, she's a little under the weather, Mike.
I was just going to ask you why she wasn't on today.
Well, we did, we played a, I did a replay. It was a replay, from, last week, I believe, with her and Victoria. And it's a whole different show. And as a matter of fact, we have a lot of, different shows. This is, a variety station. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, a whole lot more, interviews. And so we would love if you have, let's say you're an upcoming band okay, and you'd like to get some exposure, why don't you email me, William at StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. You can be a band. You can be a solo artist, including instruments, okay? You could be a singer or whatever. Just email me, William at StudioWBuzz.com. We would love to sample some of your work. And perhaps you might be able to get some exposure right here on Studio W Buzz. We mix it up. I learn a lot. Some songs, a lot of songs that Mike have on his list. You know, I know a lot that I have on mine. He knows, right? But more than often, there are songs that he has on his that I've never heard before, right? Especially if they are newer, and vice versa. So we have a lot of fun. And speaking of different shows, let's start with Sunday real quick. I'm just gonna give you a little rundown, maybe three or four shows because we have so many, right? But on Sunday nights, we have, we start with gospel in the mornings. If you love gospel music, just tune in, okay? And then we have a talk show called the Boomerang Radio Show. We're gonna take a 1 week hiatus because of this Sunday. A lot of the hosts, they want to be with their families doing certain things. So, Mike, we're going to continue our broadcast on the Boomerang, because we were talking about, it's something that just, as a matter of fact, they've been showing a lot on the news lately too. Artificial intelligence. What is it? Is it good? Is it bad? How often do we use it? How do we rely on it? And I find such an interesting conversation. Last week we were going to talk about it, but we got off on a whole different subject because our hearts still go out. And hearts and prayers, they don't do enough. But what can we do? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. I hate to interject something sad, but still, you got families in Tennessee and in different parts of the country that are suffering because they lost their children.
We got into gun violence, which is a very hot topic. Oh. And I hope the ladies are okay with my point of view, and you too, William, because we kind of took opposite sides here. But that's what the Boomerang Show is all about. It's not about all of us patting each other on the back and saying, we're all great and we're wonderful, but we actually, it's okay on the Boomerang Show that we can disagree lightly with each other. And we got into quite a deep, deep subject, gun violence that's going on. Not just in America, but around the world. So, right. Boomerang's definitely a show you want to listen to if you want to hear a side or both sides of the topic.
That's right.
I'd like to follow through with some of that, the gun violence stuff, because it is so damaging to our society and our children, and just wrecks me because I care about people. I don't have to know you to care about you.
Absolutely. I feel the same way, Mike. I feel the exact same way. And because, like you say, we don't agree all the time, which is great. You know, we don't have to agree. However, because we're both trying to get to the same point. And we have different views on how to get there. Okay? Right, wrong, or indifferent. And that's what you want. You want somebody, you want an unbiased, program or broadcast or station that you want to listen to. You don't want
people. You'll get it here. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh boy. Speaking of Dr. Sims, you have Dr. Sims on it because, you know, she's fire. And then you have Ann, who can speak in a, extremely Judge Ann. I'm going to start calling her Judge Ann too. Okay. She brings a whole different perspective. Then you have Dr. Demery, you have Danny Tisdale, you have you, Mike. You're with us often. You've been with us for the last, I don't know how many, going a couple of months here now, because there are so many things that we want to talk about that we think that's important to do whatever we can, whatever voice we have. And we use this platform to try to get as much information as we can. Like Mike corrected me on something last Sunday. I said, okay, hey, I don't have a problem with that. If I need to be fact checked, I want to be fact checked. Okay?
Because, and we're all open to that. Myself as well, and Ann, and Dr. Sims. I mean, we all try to absorb what makes sense and try to make sense of this crazy world that we're currently living in.
Absolutely. And folks, you know, Mike and I, we come on Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast each and every Thursday. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughter. We also want to take a time just like this, and let's talk about reality outside, because right now, if those of you who are enjoying the program, you're in a great mood, and we're going to keep you there, okay? We're going to keep you there. At the same time, we're talking about the different shows that's on this network. And to me, The Boomerang is one of the most important shows that we do. Because we talk about safety. We talk about protecting yourself. Have fun. Because that's what we're doing right now. Have fun. But you also want to be vigilant and,
just careful in your life, because once you walk out of your door, there's all kinds of evil out there, and you need to be, don't be complacent. Complacency kills.
Right.
Don't be complacent in your life. When you walk out your door, there's some bad stuff out there. You need to be aware of that. You need to look for it. You need to keep your head on a swivel, and you have to be what we in law enforcement refer to as situational awareness.
Oh yeah, we're talking about that. You know, yes, that's exact. Because we want you
to be down there on your phone with your head down and you're posturing yourself like a victim. Don't be a victim.
Don't be a victim. And see, this is what we want. We want you around so you can keep listening to us, okay? All right. Got the song coming up.
We're savage.
Yeah, I have a motive. This one is called Girl Talk. Cindy Bradley. Check it out. Wild Will, Mad Mike, Coast to Coast. I'm telling you, folks, there's nothing like it. Told you. I tried to tell you. Are you serious right now?